Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Meriden, 40 cars damaged.
Oh.
By vandals.
Vandals.
Reports began to come in. Officers were dispatched to the area to search for any suspicious vehicles or persons that may have been responsible for smashing the windows. No luck. Most calls of smashed windows came in from different streets on the city's east side.
Hmm. It's not easy to break a window, by the way. I've tried. I locked keys in the car, and I finally my last thing. I'm going to break this damn window. And they don't break that easy.
No. But you need a tool.
Yeah.
You can't do it with your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Cinder block helps.
Right.
Cinder block, yeah. That would be a tool.
I found him.
It was me all
Got
along.
Him. Got him.
Think about that. That's a lot of work. A cinder block in the window, and then you open the door, grab the cinder block, and go to the next
car,
or do you have 40 cinder blocks?
Exactly, yeah. Right.
You've got lots of cinder blocks.
Yeah.
Oh, you're with traveling with a truck of cinder blocks.
You have a team of people and cinder blocks.
I wondered how he lives an elaborate lifestyle.
It's also elaborate.
Police said it appeared to be criminal mischief, but there were a couple of cars that were robbed.
Aww.
And I think it was the Channel 3 report, talked to someone in Meriden, and she made a great point. She was like, you know, one, people just leave stuff in their cars thinking, this isn't going to happen to me, but here we are.
Yep.
And then the other point she made was, you know, when you add up all the whatever they got out of the car, it's not worth the damage that they caused.
Yeah. No, it's not.
They caused more damage than what they got.
I don't think they care, though.
No, I don't think so either.
No, they don't.
No.
They definitely don't care.
They're going to pay for the damage.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
This window thing, believe it or not, I don't want to say actually how it's done on the air.
Okay.
But there was recently, I've known it for years, but there was a TikTok video that recently showed that you can use a part of something and it'll go right through a window.
A part of what?
Very easy.
A gun?
Tell us. I mean,
I don't want to say this on the air. I don't want to entice people.
No,
but
our listeners don't do that stuff.
Yeah, it was a TikTok video, so it's out there already.
It's viral.
What is it? What's a part?
Porcelain. A piece of porcelain. If you take a piece of a spark plug, bust it off, it'll blow right through a window like a... Like it's nothing.
Really?
Huh.
So you got to break a spark plug first.
Yeah.
So now the car's running rich and it has a busted window. That's not good.
I got to steal a spark plug.
No, yeah, you would bust the window in a different car.
And then take a spark plug. Okay. Because each car has a different spark plug.
If you take a spark plug.
This is why I'm not a criminal mastermind.
Oh, my God.
There's got to be, there are those things that you could put on your keychain.
Yeah, the little punch.
In case your car drives in the in the water and you're sinking, and so you can get out.
Yeah,
you can't push the doors open.
I keep a scuba tank.
James Bond.
Right.
Well, those are for honest folks. Hey guys, real quick.
Yeah.
I do want to say I've been driving my normal commute's over an hour. I've been doing this for over 30 years. You guys were nominated. You won your award because honestly, I'm going to tell you, and I'm not trying to get brownie points here, but in the last 30 years, I searched for a decent morning show. I've had more genuine belly laughs with you guys than I have ever had with any other morning show out there ever.
Thank you.
And the amount of time that you guys give to your listeners and the attention that you give to your listeners, nobody does that.
No, but
and,
that's the
you know,
secret.
It helps. It helps that the tribe is a loony bunch of nuts.
Yes.
But
yes, it does.
And you mean that in the best way possible.
Yes, we love them too.
I do, but that's what makes it stand out. So on that note, you guys deserve that. Pat yourselves on the back. I know you touched on it and walked away from it. And ending this, if you have a structured settlement, then you
Thanks a lot. I love you and hate you at the same time.
Thank you.
Now this song's going to be playing in my head.
I have an annuity and a few cash. Paul J. G. Wentworth!
I like that you guys immediately fell into your roles.
Oh. I will sing it the second it's sung.
Can we record a parody of that?
Oh, my God.
I'm in. Whatever you need.
Yeah.
Just tell me.
Oh, I'm gonna say, yeah, we're all looking at you, AJ.
Please don't just talk to me.
AJ's
okay?
trying to disappear right now. It's like, can they still see me?
Wait, wait. Hang on. Okay, I'm visible.
All right. Joe?
Yeah, my wife. She left her doors open, and somebody took the cup holder full of change.
Oh, yeah.
But the way they ripped it out of there, it cost me $247 to replace her cup holder.
Wow. That's gross.
So instead, I just put an empty coffee cup in there and told her if she doesn't lock her doors anymore, there's your coffee cup holder.
But if did that work out for you?
She bought one the next day.
Oh, but, wow.
But if you need cash now.
It's on cash now.
Are we stoned?
I wish.
Seriously.
All right, so I feel bad for the people who had their windows broken.
Yeah, it sucks. Don't do that.
That's not a fun.
Why you gotta touch the car?
It's like, you know, you walk out, you see your vehicle and the window's broken. You're just like, well, this is going to be a day now.
Yep.
And you feel violated.
Yeah.
Yeah. You almost feel worse when you see all the cars around it broken and you weren't just chosen. You know what I mean?
Like, does that make you feel better?
I want to be like the one. If it's like, it was like a personal vendetta.
Yeah.
If it's everybody, I'm just some loser in line.
No, I like this. I would rather be in a group because then it wasn't like something I said on the air.
Yeah. Right. It wasn't me being dumb on Steve. You know
I don't have to say, all right, so what did I say this week?
Right. Did everybody else get their window broken and someone pooped on the seat?
No one pooped on my seat.
Damn it. I was targeted.
No one pooped on my seat.
Oh, that's a tough break in the poop, too.
I got to call J.G. Wentworth.
Hey, so cash, no.
Say.
Hey, so cash, no. Hey, so cash, no.
It's your money. You just have to do with it.
Two injured in Old Lyme bicycle motorcycle crash.
Ah,
oh, who won?
Ouch.
A crash involving a motorcycle and a bicycle left two people injured in Old Lyme Wednesday night. According to state police, a motorcyclist was traveling southbound on Shore Road. A bicyclist was also traveling southbound in the shoulder of Shore Road. The bicyclist drifted out in front of the motorcycle.
Oh, no.
Motorcycle hits the bicyclist.
They both go down.
Yeah.
Right. One guy had chocolate, the other guy had peanut butter. Hey, this tastes great.
So the bicyclist flipped over the handlebars.
This is peanut butter. Hey, you got chocolate and peanut butter. Hey, you got peanut butter chocolate.
Please say nobody was seriously injured before he does the peanut butter joke.
No one was seriously injured.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. Like, there's no Reese's Pieces.
It's me, Reese's. I'm fine.
But, you know, if they both got up and wanted to fight, you know, the cyclist is like, has those shoes.
Right.
He's like, click, 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 click.
He's got that backwards duck helmet on.
You just push him and he goes.
I can't get my foot on the pedal. I'm going to beat you so hard. As soon as I get my foot on this damn pedal.
It's like, don't use that gun in your pants. Like, that's not a gun. Like, all right, dude. Right. Wear bigger pants.
Yeah, a guy in bike shorts is not intimidating.
Sometimes.
The bicyclist is a 75-year-old man from Higginham.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Old and dumb.
Man. Does he have an annuity? He needs cash now.
Call JG.
He was transported via LifeStar to Yale New Haven Hospital with a minor head injury out of precaution.
Nice. See that? That stupid-looking helmet actually works.
They got to cut those bike clothes off you. That stinks.
They do.
Motorcyclist, a 58-year-old man from Wethersfield, was transported to Middlesex Hospital Shoreline via ambulance for minor arm abrasions.
Okay, boo-boo. He scraped his arm.
What happens with the insurance now? Do cyclists have insurance? Because it was his fault.
Yeah, he caused it.
Is there bicycle insurance?
No, but they should, because now they're out in the roads.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny. I hate bicyclists until I know them. Then I'm like, oh. I was driving down the road the other day, and there's like 20 in a row, and I'm like, oh, this is annoying. Mm-hmm. And then I see in the middle, I'm like, oh, is that my friend Tom?
Hi, Tom!
I'm like, oh, hey, Tom!
Hi, Tom!
And your jerk friends.
I like these people now. Right. I didn't like them until I was like, oh, I know that person.
Right. So a pack of tricycles once.
Yeah, but he has to be treated like, not insurance-wise, but he's treated like an automobile with, if he's pulling out into an intersection. Though,
I think
right?
you have to be now. Right? I think you have to start, this is a whole nother deal.
Right, because they can't use the sidewalk.
They can't use the sidewalk.
Because that's
out
for pedestrians.
The
yeah.
They
yeah.
cause an accident.
Yeah.
Now, who's going to pay for this guy's motorcycle and his hospital bill?
Yeah.
They still use the sidewalk. I have to, like, yell at them and push them all the time. I scream at them and wave my fist. People on bikes just come flying at me.
On the sidewalk?
Yeah. Always.
Or is that on the running path?
No. On the sidewalk, they'll do it. Running path, I get it. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
On the sidewalk, when I'm getting to the running path, I'll turn and there's some guy on a bike. It's never some kid. It's always like some old man.
Is it the sidewalk that gets you to the running path?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but they should, road, then go. Get out of the way. I can't go in the road.
Right.
I have one spot. They got two spots. They got wheels.
I'm a pedestrian. I'm a pedo.
I like that you push them over.
Yeah, sometimes you got to push them.
Right.
All right, so Sinead O'Connor died.
Yes.
And now Randy Meisner, original member of the Eagles, died at the age of 77. He was the bass player. He was the singer for their top five hit, Take It to the Limit.
Kind of bicycle.
Can you? What? He's got bike shorts on?
He's got a bicycle.
Yeah, that's a note.
Can you hit that high note? It's pretty damn close.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That first one was pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Start it again?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Nice water.
Yeah, go with him.
All right, Pat.
Help with the music.
Pat, water. Kick him right in the nuts right before he does it.
Not when I'm drinking
it's
water.
It's not Monday.
I'll
I can't.
Spill on the boy.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Wait, what happened there?
He got hernia again. I saw it.
Me still.
I think we all think we can do that until we try to do it. And we
that's
can.
Right.
Yeah.
If you do it low.
You want to try it again?
Wait. No.
Person throwing frozen bananas at cars.
Otherwise, it might seem weird.
So he obviously had a cooler.
Police in Pennsylvania.
He kept them in his pants.
You don't want to know where he was pulling them out of.
Don't touch it. Don't
touch
it. Still
cold.
Oh, good. Happen.
Looking for a person in a pickup truck that keeps throwing frozen bananas at random vehicles and people.
I love this guy.
I'm sure it's not random. I'm sure he has a good reason.
Targeted banana tossing.
I hope he thinks this is a boomerang.
I'm going to dole out punishment. I'm going to dole out punishment.
I wonder if he's throwing them like that.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Like you think it's he's throwing them like
if
a
you're
boomerang?
You're out the window. Oh, yeah. Is he driving or is he? We don't know. But
I think he's in a pickup.
I think
truck.
He's driving.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
He's in the back, just standing up, firing dude with both hands.
Oh, that's amazing.
Better. Yeah. No, I don't think
like
he's
the Matrix.
Yeah. I think he's firing as he's driving them. As he's driving.
So what's he doing? Like a frisbee?
I'm guessing, yeah, sidearm, yeah. Like that, right? Because overhand, you just hit the top,
well, if he's driving,
the top of the cab. Like,
if he's driving,
damn
he's got to stop.
Where'd all the black eyes come from?
Right. Damn it!
Misfires.
There's a bunch of... Bunch
so
of,
many banana peels.
Right.
Yeah, you got to do like a sidearm wing motion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but if you're in shotgun, you can do like the frisbee toss.
Here's Sergeant Peter Whitman with the police talking about hunting down the culprit.
It appears to be a pickup truck, two-tone in color, and that picture actually has the banana in mid-flight. Five vehicles traveling eastbound on Hex Highway and a vehicle traveling westbound threw frozen bananas and struck windshields and other car parts.
The banana split.
So he's got pretty good aim.
Do you want
he's
the
real
banana?
Good. He's the Donkey Kong of the area.
Yeah, right? Cars skid up the road. Gave him the slip.
Maybe he's just really into Mario Kart. I don't know.
He finds him appealing.
There's something about the word banana.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
It
silly.
Is. Banana.
Even if he was hurting people, you'd laugh. Right. I hate to say it, but like, how does he have so many bananas?
I was hit by a banana.
You could tell the most horrible story.
Right.
And just say banana at the end, and it becomes smiley face.
It becomes humorous. It became humorous. Yeah.
I like that they have a picture of this guy, and the banana is mid-flight in the photo.
Wow.
I love it.
That's tough to do.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Bananas.
18 people were brutally murdered with a banana. See?
Yeah, that's great.
See how it brightens up the story?
An entire village was crushed
with
by a banana.
A banana.
A banana.
Just one? The same one for each of them?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh. Yep. With a banana.
It's a killer banana.
He was spotted also as the banana.
Wow, he has a whole process. I wonder if he's at the supermarket picking the bananas.
Right.
This one's too small.
Yeah, this one's got to be, there's going to be a certain ripeness to it.
Yeah, like the old days with the melons, but he's doing it with the banana. Yeah. Right.
It's a good throwing.
It's in there tapping his banana.
Then he sticks them in the freezer.
Right.
Pulls everything out of the freezer.
That's right.
Now stuff with bananas.
Now I'm going to go after them.
How'd your cousin die? Shut up.
They say they found him with a banana wedged in his face.
That's what I want to know. Are people injured? Like, can we find a news report on this?
Sure.
Instead of R.I.P., it's R.I.P.E.
Yes. Apparently, he was all bruised. Whole bunch.
I didn't think I'd have to type too many words, so I typed man throwing frozen, and there's a lot of different things that go.
Is that right?
Yeah. Burgers, chicken patties.
Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Burgers would hurt.
Frozen things are lethal.
I guess everything would hurt because it's equally frozen.
It's equally frozen.
It's like throwing a rock.
But if you had a choice, frozen burger or frozen banana to the head, I'd take frozen banana because it sounds softer.
It sounds softer and it's funnier.
But it has that point.
Yeah.
That catches you. That's real bad.
But it also has a curve, too. So if you're lucky enough to catch that curve, it'll just kind of ricochet off your head.
Plus, with a burger, no guy wants to get hit in the face with meat.
That's true. We're going to call Scott Haney right now, Channel 3 weather guy. We're dialing the phone right now.
Okay.
He's on vacation, so I don't know if he's going to pick up, one, and two, what condition he'll be in.
Yes.
We're waiting for it to ring, and then he's going to, okay. Hello?
Hey. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're up.
Hello.
Good morning.
I'm up.
You are?
I'm up. Good morning.
Yay.
Wow, you sound like you're smoking cigars last night.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a fun night.
Oh yeah?
What'd you do?
Yeah, we went to Cherry Grove, which is the beach next to the Pines.
Yeah.
And they had a Broadway review. And they had two Broadway singers. One was a Tony Award winner.
Oh.
This sounds like gay heaven.
Seriously.
Yep. Like, if I'm a gay man on vacation.
On the beach.
I'm in Cherry Grove, Fire Island.
Broadway.
Yeah. Tony Award
singing
winner.
Along. And
right.
That's why your voice is shocked. You're singing all night long.
All those cigars.
Yep.
It was the equivalent of gay heaven.
Nice.
I'll give you that.
Right.
Yeah. So it was pretty good. And then... we went out. We had a couple of drinks on an outside bar, but the mosquitoes were hammering us.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yep.
Oh.
Okay.
I was like, what is the deal?
The little one belts are open now.
Oh, the belts open because the mosquito ate so much.
Oh my god,
he can't fit his pants.
I can't. Did you try the Haney? Oh my god, I can't have another bite. Oh my god, he's so good.
It's in season.
A little bit of coconut butter was amazing.
One of them was so big it landed. I could read that it had Pan Am written on it.
yeah. When you can see the shadow, it's not good.
I went outside last night. You know how we had that rain come through and then, you know, some wind or whatever?
Yeah.
And it was just really sticky after that. I went out to, like, get the leaves out of the pool. And I had a mosquito that was so damn big.
Right.
You know, you could hear it coming like a mile away.
Right.
Land on my ear.
Right.
I thought it was going to pick me up and carry me off into the tree line.
Exactly.
When you're going, this is your captain speaking. You still have to see Chaz.
But you could hear its wings and everything flapping in. And if I had hair, my hair would be blowing.
That better be Sikorsky.
That sounds like a fun night.
Yeah.
It was a really fun night, and I'm here till Monday, which is awesome.
Nice.
Great. So then you're back on the air Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Cool.
And then next week, I'm August 5th through the 12th, I'm on vacation.
Wow, look at you.
Oh, good for you, man.
Living the life, man. Living the life.
Hey, man, a lot of years.
Yeah.
Working the grind. So you need this stuff. This is important.
Exactly. So I'm going to the Outer Banks with all of my friends from high school.
What is that?
Where is that?
North Carolina.
Oh, the Outer Banks.
Oh, Dune okay. Buggies?
No, Inner
I
Banks.
Thought that was a spot on Fire Island that I haven't heard of.
No, I was thinking Alaska. I don't know why. I'm thinking Fairbanks. That's why.
Okay. Yeah, that's two different places.
We all had you somewhere else.
Right.
All right. What's in the Outer Banks?
Beach.
Oh,
the golfing. Dunes.
Golfing,
stuff.
Right?
Sounds beautiful.
Beach golfing.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And there's 21 of us going, all of my friends from high school and their kids.
Damn.
Whoa. That's fun and a nightmare at the same time.
You guys show
exactly.
You should post like your high school photos. Take pictures.
That's the popular bumper sticker. You've seen it probably. It's the white with the black outline. It says OBX.
Oh, that's Outer Banks.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I thought it was a gynecologist thing.
No.
Used to be. AJ. It's the OBX.
I thought it was. I'm like, wow, that's their profession. I had no idea.
It's my old job.
OB experimental.
You're saying your girlfriend was a real whatever. She was an OBX.
I didn't realize that.
I had no idea.
I had no idea.
Do you guys make a rule like, okay, here's the plan. We're going to be doing dinner here and this there.
Yes.
Come if you want. But it's optional.
Everything is planned out.
Everything's planned out, so there's no
itinerary.
Option. Like, I don't feel like joining the crowd tonight. None of that?
No. You join the crowd.
Okay.
At least it's planned. Yeah. It's always tough when it's like 5 and it's like, so where are we going to go in an hour? It's
yeah.
Like, I don't know now.
Yeah, every restaurant is booked.
You have a destination. Yeah. Yes, that's great.
All right,
that's
good.
That's the better option.
Yeah.
Good. So you have a planner, and then you just get in, you know, a schedule, and then you just do it.
I don't want tacos tonight. Yeah, you don't want that.
My friend Sheila divvied it up. She's like, you have breakfast this morning. Susan and Jerry have dinner this night. You know, it's like, and you got to bring the food, and you got to prepare, and God bless.
Oh, like who's cooking? And then this night we're going to a restaurant, and great.
It's like a reality show.
Seriously.
Well, you like Big Brother. You like that show.
This is Big Brother.
Oh, my God. I just talked to Taylor. She was the winner of last year.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a dream come true. We just talked to her on Great Day. It was awesome.
Oh, the winner of Big Brother.
Yes. I thought I missed
winner
something.
Winner of Big Brother.
I'm like, well, you guys had a contest with your reunion thing? Okay, now I got it.
No. And that starts this Wednesday, August 2nd. Everybody tune in.
If you bring a Big Brother to Scott, that's it. It's
over. No, that's cool. He's into it.
Oh, I love it.
How old are the kids that you're going on this vacation with?
20s.
20s.
Oh, that's fine.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's no little kids.
Yeah, because they're not going to want to be around you guys.
Yeah. No, you probably
it's not like they're screaming.
Yep.
Like, I want to go ice cream.
No, everybody's over the age of 21. And,
great.
It's good.
Yep. A bunch of designated drivers. Great.
Oh, wait. So are you bringing a 23-year-old? Because that'll be funny. It's like, whose kid is this?
No. Oh, okay. No.
Someone's going to watch the compound.
No, I've done that.
He didn't get his permission slip in time.
This is not signed by both parents. Then you got to inoculate him and all that stuff. So it's better just board him for the weekend.
Just pass the physical.
Yeah, I said, please get that signed by your parents. And he was like, no, too late.
Right. Awesome.
Nice long weekend for you. Good.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited to relax.
The weather there going to be the same as here?
Yeah.
Close.
It was hot and sticky yesterday. We had thunderstorms last night. It was completely awesome. We were on a boat coming back from Cherry Grove to the Pines.
Uh-huh.
And the sky was like lit up. It was incredible.
Did you guys sing songs as the lightning's crashing?
Yeah, I said, there's got to be a morning after.
Ah, Melissa Muldaur, nice.
But it was incredible. It was like the whole sky was lit up, and we didn't have the rain, thank goodness.
Oh, that's great. We had some rain, depending on where you were.
Yeah.
It was heavy and long and with wind or not, you know?
Yep.
It was a mixed bag.
It turned out a little bit better than I expected, which was good news because, they were throwing that tornado word around, and I was like, oh, my God, what a mess.
Yep. There was some hail over here.
Yeah.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They're saying that this July is or could be the hottest July in 120,000 years.
like, how do they know that?
What kind of weather equipment did they have 120,000 years ago?
I want to see the original calendar.
You know, what did they have, an abacus back then?
Seriously?
Yeah. Here, just put your hand on this rock and tell me if it's hot.
Ooh, it's warm. Still warm.
Okay. Yeah, that's hotter than last year?
Just all times. Right. You know, you can be 121,000 years ago. Nope.
The calendar has like a dinosaur on it.
Yeah, that's funny. What's so funny is a viewer sent me the clip of that on television, taped the television, sent it to me, and said, could you please explain this?
Right.
And I said, I'm sorry, I have no explanation for that.
Three words, I'm on vacation. Forward, shut up.
House calls.
Yeah, I'll get back to you.
120,000 years ago, I'm like, wow, that's pretty incredible. I mean, our records go back to 1905, but not 120,000 years.
Maybe it's a typo, I meant 120 years.
What was on the planet 120,000 years ago? Was that,
let's see.
What was that?
Betty White?
My mother-in-law.
Right. Our current president.
She's still around, Paul's mother.
That's good.
Nice. Still riding that same broom.
It was then? Yeah, I'm a little fuzzy on all this.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Someone has a recommendation for you for your vacation.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Tim and Trumbull.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi,
Scott. So I was just in the Outer Banks, and there's a place that I want you to visit. It's called Biscuits and Porn.
Biscuits and Porn. Sounds like a morning show.
Yeah. You got to do that in the right order.
I'm biscuit.
I'm porn.
I don't like porn.
Okay.
Biscuits. I don't want to say much, but they have really, really good biscuits, and it's kind of like an experience of its own. It's great.
It's a family restaurant.
I don't want to say much.
Is this, okay, Phil, can you look this up?
Biscuits and porn.
It does exist on TripAdvisor, so it's a real thing.
Who's advising it?
They have 117 reviews, and it seems to be very well regarded.
Yes. It's not thumbs I give up, though.
There's always a line out the door, and they sell T-shirts, which is great.
The T-shirt I want.
Biscuits and porn.
I definitely want the T-shirt. It's funny.
I think I want the porn first.
That's funny.
And porn and biscuits.
Porn and biscuits?
I can't wait to tell all my straight friends we're going to biscuit and porn.
Just to see the look on their face. All right. He's not planning anything anymore.
Just tell him it's a folk band.
It's in an area called Nag's Head.
Nag's Head. Oh, yeah. God. There's too many jokes here.
I know her.
Yep.
All right. At least I know where it is.
All right, Tim. Can't wait to hear Scott's review. All right. Thank you, Tim.
No problem.
All right. Hey, Scott, thank you, man. Thank you for waking up on your vacation.
Enjoy the vacation, man.
Enjoy it.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, man.
Talking about being naked in public.
Yes, because it's Saturday.
Or the unusual thing you did while being naked.
Yes.
And if you could do it 5 words or less, that's a bonus. Donna in Milford.
We were rollerblading.
No.
We were rollerblading.
That's dangerous.
Rollerblading? Oh, it
was fun.
Yeah, you go down, boy. You go down.
You have to be really good at rollerblading before you decide to do that without pads.
Amazing.
Right.
Let alone clothes.
Exactly. On a street? In a roller rink? Where?
On a street?
Great question.
On a street.
On a street. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Did you have a helmet on?
Nothing.
No. Wait, that's weird. If you're in a helmet and then nude, that's weird.
Well, actually, I think that's hot.
Technically,
I don't know why. I know it's weird. I'm just saying. I see that. I'm like, that's
technically you're wearing like this. You're not really naked. You're wearing shoes with wheels on them.
Absolutely.
Well,
but I wasn't shooting up anyone.
Right.
And how long were you out there doing it?
40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Wow.
Now, what was the occasion?
Just for fun.
That's fun.
S&Gs. Wow.
That is fun.
Yeah.
Multiple people?
Two.
You and a dude?
Yeah.
Are you like going down like a tandem truck?
Yeah, were you linked? were you linked? Yeah.
Apparently,
I got it now.
That's cool. They're wagon training.
Apparently, she stopped.
It's a conga line.
Apparently, she stopped short in front of him.
I know. People were joining us along the way. It was kind of fun.
Wow. It's one of those parade dragons.
Yes, apparently it's a new year.
Win in Rome, right?
That's a beautiful visual.
Going to Rome. Wow.
All right, Donna, thank you. And you did it in three words.
Have a good one.
Yeah. You too.
Well, hey, you too, right? Kept me going. All right,
thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. She's fun. Yeah. Carlos in Waterbury.
Super Bowl party, but naked.
Oh. Super Bowl party, but naked. Nice, it works.
Who was at the party?
In the kitchen.
Okay.
Well, there was about 25 people, no kids. So we're all in the kitchen.
Good. It is an important detail.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, but you don't want to use a dip.
Yeah, right. So we're all in the kitchen saying, you know, how much would you do this for? How much would you do this for? I was out of greens at the time. And so I was like, you know what? I would do this for $45. And so what that was is I bet that I will go in there butt naked and ask for the score of the game. And so I had to stay in there until somebody actually told me the score of the game.
Wow.
And then finally someone told me the score of the game, and of course they threw me a pillow. The worst thing about it, though, is that I felt like George Costanza from Seinfeld.
That was cold? Shrinkage?
There was shrinkage, and I was like, damn it, I should have prepped myself.
Right. It's all about preparation.
Yeah, get excited for the game.
But the last thing you want to hear when you're standing there, nigga, is, hey, is that a mini wiener?
Ooh, cocktail Franks.
Cocktail Franks.
Cocktail Franks. Pigs and blankets.
But then the worst part about it is there was this blonde girl that was there. She was so hot, and I was just like, damn it, there goes my chance, because she saw the package, and she was probably like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So I didn't even bother hitting on her the rest of the night.
Yeah, she's a Giants fan.
Yeah. She doesn't like tight ends.
She looked at it and
wide receiver. That's the worst.
Yeah.
I didn't get money, though. So
were you
in the pool?
Were you clean cut around there?
You know, that needed work, too. So
all bad.
Yeah, you need some landscaping done.
Yeah, because it looks even smaller. Bad,
but... Yeah.
It's just this, like, little thing coming out of the bushes.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Hey. Like a giraffe in the trees.
Hey, we're here.
I got some good ganja. I got some good ganja out of it, and that's what I wanted.
That's good. She's like, it all worked out.
You have $45.
Oh, look,
$45.
Yep.
Thank you. Great call. Limpy in the truck.
Limpy.
It's lumpy, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it is.
Oops. Passed out, poison ivy.
I don't know which is worse, honestly.
Lumpy.
Lumpy's better.
Lumpy's better.
Okay. You passed out naked in poison ivy. Passed out in poison ivy.
Oh,
yes, you did it.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
In the crotch?
Oh,
it was everywhere.
Well, think about poison ivy. You could have a little patch on your wrist.
Yeah.
And if you don't manage that.
That oil gets on someplace
else. You're just going to be covered.
Wildfire.
It's weird, because then you're like, hey, wait, I didn't have my wrist on my oh, yeah.
Yes, you did. I mean, when you pee, think about when you pee, what's the first thing you touch?
Wait, that's right, I did.
Yeah, I have to pee. Who's a really good friend right now?
All right, you're in the running. Thank you, man. That sounds horrible. Yeah,
no further questions, Your Honor. We're good. Defense rests.
Karen in Fairfield.
Handcuffed by police.
Handcuffed by police.
Well, naked.
Wow.
Now, is this in a bedroom as part of a you know,
thing? Role play?
Role play? Or was this...
I was with my boyfriend having some quality time, and his roommate was having a party that got raided.
Oh, no. Wow.
That's what they said.
Yep. And so, why were you arrested? Were you underage? Were you mouthing off?
No, I wasn't arrested. Charged it every room and handcuffed everybody.
Okay.
What happened? I was naked.
So it sounds like a drug raid.
Yeah, you weren't concealing a weapon. We know that.
Well.
I was let go eventually, but humiliation was there.
Yeah. And the photographs.
That's tough, but it's also kind of hot.
Yeah.
There you are in handcuffs.
Did you make it? Did you like to learn? Did you learn to like that?
Right. Did you have some kind of a weird sensation where it's like, hey, this isn't that bad?
You know what? I'm kind of turned on by this. It's kind of cool.
Actually, you know what? The night just got better.
I think I will stand in the lineup.
I thought this was bad, but now, not so much.
Things are looking up, yeah.
Maybe that's what did it, huh?
That's what did it to you.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
All right. Carol in Windsor.
January ice skating naked.
Oh, no.
January ice skating naked. Forwards.
Yep. Did nice. Good. Good job.
That's wow. A lot of commentary.
Yep.
That we'll just leave for everyone else to fill in. You do your own commentary. Why?
It was to celebrate my grandfather, who once skated on the same pond in a big diaper because he was challenged by the men who worked for him
okay.
to do so.
Right. And so you went up to
him. I did, and I did it on New Year's Eve, which was the one-year anniversary of my father's passing, and my father was and his sister were professional speed skaters.
Well, I'm going to turn Pat's mic off now.
Yeah, most.
Well, most folks watch the ball drop.
Yeah. They did.
Yep.
Sorry for your loss.
Wow, that's...
The best part was three of my friends decided to jump in and do it with me.
Nice.
Now, when you say jump in...
Triple Indy?
Nice.
Wow. It's an amazing night, and it starts out as naked ice skating.
Right.
Sounds weird, and
then friends jump in.
Then it turns out to be very meaningful.
Exactly right.
It's quite the tribute.
Yeah, yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, Grandpa's proud.
That is weird.
Ask my granddaughter.
Grandpa's looking down at us.
Yeah, by then a diaper, she went up.
I'm not sure if he's smiling.
She went up there.
Looking down.
Yep. He's like, I'm not stupid. I'm keeping these parts warmer.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
It's a cool story.
It's great.
Hi, Mary in Bridgeport.
Laundry basket, closet, clown wig.
Clown wig? How do you end with that?
Is that two words or one? That's one.
Oh, we need more time for this.
Are you robbing a store? Are you murdering people?
Are you available this weekend?
Kind of creepy.
Do you do parties?
Yeah. He wants to try the big top.
I'm in. She does laundry and parties.
Can load you into a cannon.
All right. First headline. Man caught riding mower drunk to his daughter's lawn in the middle of the night.
What are we doing? What are we doing here?
It's usually my line.
Just move it along.
I got a Mitch McConnell moment. Right.
I know, Phil's waiting for.
Yeah.
Yep. I just spent the whole... I had to delete stuff. I had to rearrange things.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Yeah, right. What will we sound like at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning? This is the Flubble Montage.
Everyone makes mistakes. Chaz and AJ make a lot.
What the?
The Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven Flubble Montage.
Adam, the next time you're in Connecticut, you should come to Connecticut. I mean, our studio.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I think the next time I come to Connecticut, I will come to Connecticut. Maybe even the studio as well.
You know, that's going to be played again in like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm so happy about it.
Wow.
Wow.
I know you're just doing to make me feel better.
Wow. Usually my face is red. My whole body is red right now.
You are. Your arms are red. Oh, yeah. Red. Like sunburned.
You know, all I meant to say was in studio.
Yes.
Oh, he got it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because he said, yeah, and in studio.
Yeah, apparently he can interpret that.
Adam, the next time you're in Connecticut, you should come to Connecticut. I mean... When I said I mean, I already knew horrible things were about to happen to me.
Well, you know, you also got to understand, this guy's got hit in the head a lot.
Okay.
That's true.
So he must hear things like that all the time.
But that's, you know, there is karma on this show because I just made a joke about his dancing and head injury.
Yes.
It's like 3 minutes later. Who has the head injury now?
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Okay, what's next?
All right, clip two.
Getting a report of someone falling from an air balloon.
Oh man.
Yeah, but how far could he fall? Maybe he you know, was just tripped out of the basket and he's just blowing things up.
What are you saying?
I'm saying we don't know how far he fell. I'm saying, oh, fell up. He could have just fallen out of the hot air balloon like it was while it was like sitting on the ground. You can see me sinking into the quicksand, reaching desperately for a rope. I'm not getting it.
No rope.
Into the quagmire with you.
I still don't understand the blowing things up.
No.
That's where I lost you.
I should have just shut up at that point, but I had to keep on trying.
So you're saying he could have been in, like, the basket, blowing the basket up. It's on the ground.
Right.
And he just fell out, like, 3 feet.
Thank you for interpreting that. See?
Right.
Blowing like things Adam up. Cole. Blowing things up.
Can we hear that again?
Blowing yes. things up.
Air balloon.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but how far could he fall? Maybe he you know, was just tripped out of the basket. Maybe he's just blowing things up.
What are you saying?
I'm saying we don't know how far.
That's funny. I knew what you said. Yeah. I knew what you meant.
Oh, yeah.
But now I know you're on the ropes. This is like a boxer's on the ropes now.
Again.
I am not going to take a step back.
Nope.
Now I want, because I know this is what's going to happen.
I'm saying we don't know how far he fell. I'm saying, he could have just fallen out of the hot air balloon like it was while it was like sitting on the ground.
And all that means is we don't know how high the balloon was.
You know what I should do from now on?
Oh, man.
They have that taser ring. I should just taser myself and shut myself up.
I encourage
Please,
that, too.
Do it right before you hit that high note and take it to the limit.
I still can't hit it.
Okay. Yep.
Clip three.
They got me up. Ah!
Blow up like...
Right. She's a Death Star.
You're scatting.
Snarf.
Yeah. You're starting to scat a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we need to like start clipping these together.
Ooh,
all the scatting.
On, right.
I did slow this one down a little bit. I'm sorry, like AJ.
Yes.
What?
Shows the name some shit. Yes. That's me at 90.
The slow one sounds like Mama needs a little syrup.
That's me at 90.
Oh, it does.
That's me at 90 S for tapioca.
Shows the name some shit.
You need some syrup?
Pass me some syrup. Pass the dog on syrup.
Pass me some syrup.
Pass the dog on syrup. I like pancakes. I like syrup on the pancakes.
Maybe that's what's happening when you're flubbling.
Right.
Your brain's communicating. You're hungry or I need things.
You know, you're not you and you're hungry.
Pass me some syrup.
Exactly. I want some syrup. Blow things up. Boom, boom.
All right, next.
Clip four. We have one more after this.
Oh. See, repossessed.
He repossessed the repossessed.
Right.
Yes.
That's why I cut it.
It's a double. God. What's great about that is we both did it at the same time.
Yep.
Right after we were nominated for a Marconi. So, like, the day after we're nominated for a Marconi.
You're saying thank you.
If anyone from the National Association of Broadcasters said, I should check this show out because I'm going to have to vote.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
This is a shoo-in for PLR getting the Marconi also because they hire people who, you know, need help.
All right.
All right. So, here's the last clip.
Yeah. And there, it's a little bit of an like a decline down.
Okay.
Like a, you know, it's kind of like a sloping grade.
Me. That's all, folks.
Wow. But it was a decline down.
It was.
In a lot of ways.
You heard
more ways than one.
You heard it.
Figuratively and literally.
Yeah. And there, it's a little bit of an like a decline down.
Okay.
Like a, you know, it's kind of like a sloping grade.
It's like I was falling down a hill as I was trying to say that.
Chaz and AJ, the Water Doctor, Boss Keith, top five.
Okay, summer is basically over. Hopefully you've had fun. And these are the top five things that have mattered so far this summer. Number five, movies are back. How exciting was last weekend with both Barbie and Oppenheimer? People dressed up. All the shows were sold out. It was like the summer of 1989 all over again. It was amazing. But some takeaways. That Barbie movie, not for children. So I saw it, and there were like little kids, 4-year-olds in the theater. This is not a movie for kids. Like, it makes no sense. If you're a Barbie doll fan, and like a little kid, you're like, what's happening? This is a movie with a message that I don't understand. People here brought their like 6-year-olds who were clueless of what was happening. And also Oppenheimer, full frontal nudity for 16 minutes.
Wow.
16 minutes. Yeah, and the full Monty, like all of it. Not just women, men too. It's everybody. 16 minutes.
What was going on?
They have a sex scene. There's three sex scenes.
An orgy?
No, just him and the... It's the lead guy.
It's not 16 minutes in a row.
Right. It's three different sex scenes.
He didn't explain that well.
Like, that's a long...
I'm like, I guess you're up.
Cillian Murphy or whatever his name is.
Killian.
Yeah. Killian. And Florence Pugh, the girl. They're naked a whole bunch.
Did you say Florence Pugh?
Yeah, Pugh. No. Well, maybe.
That's funny.
GH. and, you know, the movie's also 3.5 hours long. So it's a commitment. So... Yeah.
I thought it was three. It's three.
Well,
and a
with,
half.
With trailers and with the soda commercial and the weird Nicole Kidman ad, like it is 3.5 hours plus 16 minutes of wang. Like it's a whole thing.
Wang. Is that a breakfast drink?
And the famous line. People are mad because the famous line where he says, "I'm the destroyer of worlds," which is the famous Oppenheimer line. He says while doing in the movie, which didn't really happen in real life, but it's during the sex scene.
Really?
Yeah.
And how impressive is that?
Right.
I'm the destroyer of worlds.
That's his foreplay?
Right. No, he says, I am death. I'm the destroyer of worlds. While, you know, doing. Seems weird.
Her name is Worlds.
Wow. Right. So big summer movies. I'm excited about summer movies. So.
What's the weirdest thing anyone's ever said to you while having sex?
Ouch.
Pay me now. Pay me now.
Stop it. Get out. I don't know. I got a bunch.
Did I cash that insurance check?
I'm your cousin.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Dad? Number four, it's hot. It's tough to work for TV stations with streaming options and cord cutting, but man, when it becomes just a tad bit hot, these TV stations, it's red alert. Their meetings in the morning before they do news must be, tell them about the hot. Just talk about the hot. My parents live here now and watch the news because they're like 100. So when I walk in their house, the news is just all the hot. It's all 30 minutes of the news is about the hot. It's like this every summer. I don't understand why we're all putting in. It's just hot.
It's hot.
At these tips. So any, not this morning show, but most morning shows and other radio stations, it's like, go to splash pads, blah, 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 blah. It's hot.
Yeah.
We know. Right. And the splash pads don't work. You're still
water,
hot.
Air conditioning,
right.
Fans.
Yeah. Right.
You catch a fungus.
Number three, Taylor Swift. Lover or hater, sick of her. She is the story of the summer. Her tour was massive. She's become a cultural phenomenon. Her song, Karma, is the song of the summer. And nobody's bigger. And what's even crazier, she's been a star for 17 years, which basically never happens in the pop music world. So Madonna and Mariah Carey are the exceptions. But like MC Hammer was the star for a year. Katy Perry, remember Katy Perry was a star for 3 years? Taylor Swift has been a star for 17 years. It's really like totally ridiculous. And that song, that Karma song, which you probably have not heard, kind of fun.
Oh, see, but you complained about it. When you were going to go to the concert, you're like, we're going to have to stay for this dumb song.
You got to leave before. Well,
see?
It was the
Here
last
it comes
song.
Again.
It was the last song of the encore. You have to go. By the way, I was right. Those naked children sat in that car in the Gillette parking lot for 2 hours. They should have left.
They could have watched Oppenheimer.
Right. 16-minute sex scene. Nice. They're not watching that movie.
No.
On number two, aliens exist. The most wild story of the summer is these hearings, and they're saying UFOs and aliens are everywhere, and everyone's like, let's go see Barbie. Like, nobody seems to care.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Should this be a bigger story?
I think so.
And does it get bigger when they finally wheel out the aliens?
Yes. That's what everyone's waiting for.
So that's finally when the New York Post has the aliens on the sixth page. It's like way down on the website. Shouldn't this be the top story?
I think this is when everyone's shuffling money around. We're getting screwed really hard.
Yep.
All of these distractions. When they roll out the UFO distraction, and everyone's like, did you see the seagull eat the rat? I'm shocked.
It's really wild. I cannot get over that this isn't a bigger story. But yeah, I guess when they bring out the bodies of the little green men.
We're in the internet history time period now. Like, give us the images.
Right.
Give us the video. Give us something that's tangible. Don't just say it.
They don't look like little dried green jalapenos.
This is why Phil should be a senator. I would vote Phil. And the number one thing of the summer, everything, still $1 billion. I know I talk about this a lot, but I went to Friendly's. Friendly's, they still exist. There's a few.
Yeah, I
went to the Friendly's at the Logan Airport in Boston. And congrats, Friendly's, for somehow being in the airport. My daughter had a had a burger and fries, and I had a grilled cheese. And we both had bottles of water. It was $52.
Get out.
Like, that shouldn't be $52. Like, something is wrong. We need to fix this problem. Okay, please, somebody. It was, right. It, first of all, and the burger was burned. The burger was gross. She ate half of it. I go, you're eating that. $20. You're eating it, or you're not eating again. Like, I don't want to hear you're hungry when
but
we
Daddy,
get to
it's
Texas.
It's breaking my teeth.
Right.
I just love that you're in somewhere called Friendly's. Like,
guy yelling.
That's funny.
So I murdered that grilled cheese, but I could have made that grilled cheese at home for $2. It was two slices. It wasn't like fancy French cheese. Like, it was just gross. Like regular cheese.
Actually, after they were there, they put a question mark down to Friendly's.
Right, Friendly's. Who's the maniac Friendly's? Yelling that this costs $52?
Gross regular cheese.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to help. I'm beyond it. The money thing is such a problem that I'm beyond it. I can't. It doesn't work anymore.
Red line.
Every place we went to. So I thought, Texas will be cheaper. We went on vacation to Texas. Texas will be cheaper. It wasn't. That goddamn coffee that I get at Starbucks that costs $5.85 here costs $6.27 in Austin. Like, what is going on?
It's bigger.
That's the price gap where you're going to lose it?
He's the one.
Yes.
He's the one person they did not say, y'all come back, you hear?
We're going to end this bit so he doesn't die.
Well, that's it. That's you know it. I'm right.
He's going to have a heart attack, and then we're going to win the Marconi.
People should be more mad. There should be, like, fights in the streets.
In memory of.
Like, Keith would be here, but he had a heart attack. So accepting the award.
Yeah, but friendly.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.